Brian Barrett with you here on News Radio WGNS and our conversation today with the Salvation Army. We're going to be talking with the Director of Development and Community Relations, Reagan Love, who is joining us, and it's all about Christmas this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Good to have you here with us today. And, you know, if you're around the Salvation Army, you're hearing jingle bells and wrapping paper and all kinds of things.
Absolutely. Kettlebells. Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful. Yes. And Christmas trees filled with kids' names and all that great stuff for our Angel Tree program, too.
You know, this is a great time of the year. I'm going to, I guess, kind of talk a little community relations and development kind of thing with you. You know, just thinking about the Salvation Army and the holiday season, they seem synonymous together. So it is a good time to kind of get out there. Salvation Army's alive and well and doing work here in our community.
Absolutely. We're so grateful to be able to meet the needs of our community. You know, we have a lot of folks who are experiencing kind of difficult challenges, especially around the holiday season as it gets colder. So we're so thankful to be able to continue to do that good work to give our, especially our friends who are experiencing homelessness or maybe who are experiencing maybe some difficulties with needing some rent and utility assistance. We're so grateful to be able to do that.
Now, you're still fairly new on the job. Has the new worn off just yet? I mean, still that new car smell a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still some newness, but I mean, we are settled in and going full speed. So
pounding the pavement, meeting folks.
That's right. Yeah. Getting out in the community, trying to kind of get some folks alongside of us that have the same passion for the mission that we have.
Yeah. The Salvation Army here in Rutherford County has been a staple, you know, has been doing work here for a long, long time. And of course, you know, the work of the Salvation Army here locally, when you run into someone who says, I didn't know the Salvation Army was doing work here, what is it that you do? What are the primary focuses of the local Salvation Army?
Sure. So we have a shelter, which is supportive housing, essentially. You know, we have families that come in, or individuals, men and women, families, obviously with children, that come in that maybe have experienced homelessness, and they're in a moment in their lives where they need a hand up and out of their situation. And so we have our shelter, where they receive, you know, meals throughout the day, and then they have opportunities to connect with our case managers. And in that program, they're able to set goals so they can become financially stable. So then they can also come out of that situation and be in permanent housing and have still some more support as they're getting themselves settled in that situation.
Sure.
So, and also, you know, we have rent and utilities assistance that helps people stay housed. I think that one of the biggest parts of kind of getting homelessness out of Murfreesboro is to keep people housed.
Try to prevent it. You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we have homelessness support, and then we have our prevention. And so those are kind of the two branches that we focus on.
You know, there's so many people that are one flat tire or, you know, a mechanical issue away on their vehicle from being in a situation like that. So
absolutely. Well, and so, you know, we hope that our emergency assistance helps with that. You know, when we are thankful, we had a opportunity to apply for a grant, and we've received a good amount of funds to be able to support that, which is such a blessing to be able to do that. And something else that also helps, especially around this time, is our Angel Tree program that we have, that, you know, it's not about kids getting presents. It's about being able to give that relief to families who want to give some normalcy to their children. You know, I always think about, you know, when kids go back to school after the holidays, they all share, you know, what they got for Christmas or what they got, you know, for whichever holiday that they celebrate. And, you know, to be able to do that for our families, to alleviate that pressure of having to spend that money on gifts for their children, and also seniors, is such a blessing, and we're so grateful to be able to do that.
Well, we're going to talk about Angel Tree. Well, let's just do it now since we brought it up. We've got a lot to talk about the Red Kettles as well, but, you know, synonymous with the holiday season are not only the Red Kettles that are out, but Angel Tree, and so folks will see those in our community, won't they?
Yes, exactly. We have a few locations. We have online, of course, where you can go and adopt an angel. We also have our main office, which is 1137 West Main Street. Lots of traffic going on there, lots of construction, but you can make it. We all make it in there. So, and then Stones River Mall, and then Walmart on Old Fort. Those are some places that you can go and adopt some angels.
That you can get there the back way if you go Bridge Avenue and yes, that little side street. So
that's right.
That does help if you want to go behind, I guess that's kind of Bridge Avenue, if you close to the Lowe's and Hobby Lobby. That's what yes, I was trying to think of. Mm-hmm. So, and do you have a deadline for those Angel Tree gifts to be back? Because I know you've got a distribution coming up.
Exactly. Well, our distribution will happen, I believe, on the 16th. Of December. So yeah, we've got to make sure we get all of those gifts, you know, everybody adopted, but also getting all of those gifts in. And currently those are all coming into our gymnasium right now. Our gymnasium is starting to fill up with, from corner to corner, you'll see bicycles, bags of gifts for our kids and seniors.
It's really amazing to see when that gym is full and it's all organized and people come by to pick up gifts that they probably wouldn't have been able to do, or mm-hmm, wouldn't have been able to do mostly without the help of a very generous community. And mm-hmm, I think you probably know the heart of Tennessee is pretty giving community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We're so grateful. And Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, Cannon counties are just wonderful, wonderful givers.
Well, also during this time of the year, the Red Kettles, and I always like to stress the importance of giving at any of the kettles. And by the way, Reagan Love is with us from the Salvation Army, Director of Development and Community Relations. The Red Kettle giving, if you give in Rutherford County, it stays here in Rutherford County. And that's very important to know. It's a huge part of the budget for the Salvation Army to help folks.
Absolutely. All money raised in our kettles here stays local. And so money in any kettles in Rutherford County goes directly to help our neighbors here in Rutherford County. And that's extremely important for us and for the community to know, for sure.
Now, I'm sure that there are ways for people to volunteer as well to mm-hmm, do that still between now and, I guess, what, Christmas Eve or so.
Right. Absolutely. So we've got opportunities for volunteering. There's an online website you can go to, register to ring. And if you go in there, you can sign up for a 3-hour shift at one of our kettles. And you can visit that website for more information on all of these options and ways to register.
Register to ring.
Yes.
And I guess that's a .com.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'll pull it up here just in a second. So it takes volunteers. The more volunteers you have, the more kettles that can be out here in our mm-hmm, community. And you're covering all of Rutherford County. So Murfreesboro, Smyrna, even some in Laverne, if mm-hmm, you can get volunteers.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we have some amazing volunteers that sign up for hours each year. And it's such an amazing blessing. We're so grateful for our volunteers, you know. And something else to think about, for especially for families with small kids, it's yeah, a great opportunity for them to kind of have their firsthand philanthropy, you know, being able to come out and to know what their time is doing and how it's helping maybe a family individual.
One year when I was ringing the bell outside of the Walmart, the other side had a family and had the two kids there, and oh, they had much more money in the kettle than I did, you know.
Poor you. Sorry.
And it just works out that way, because, you know, you see the kids and you think about your community and you think about the future and yeah, and all that kind of thing. So, but yeah, families, it's a great opportunity to learn and to teach as well as for you to help. And a lot of businesses, I notice, are coming alongside mm-hmm, and offering that as an opportunity to help the community, and the workers at those businesses can do that as even while they're on duty at
yes,
work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're grateful. Many businesses will give their employees a couple of hours to be able to do some type of, you know, community service or volunteering. Yeah. And so that's great. And something that if you are a volunteer looking to volunteer for a good amount of hours, you know, we have something called our Red Kettle Challenge that essentially is a commit to raising $1,000 in a kettle by ringing in front of a store or hosting a digital kettle online. And so, you know, if you've got a volunteer that is ringing several hours, really you could just be a Red Kettle challenger. And so and part of that is those who take part in the challenge will get their logo placed on their kettle while ringing and get a call out here.
Awesome.
And also we'll get a call out on channel News Channel 5.
Awesome, very good.
So yeah, that's a great thing to do, especially if you're already planning to doing some volunteering long term. So and then we also have our matching sponsorships for kettles, little as $250 sponsorships, and our larger sponsorship is $1,000 or more. And you can sponsor a kettle until your matching donation is met, or even have a kettle take over all kettle locations for matching sponsorships of $10,000 and up.
So register to ring.com if you would like to ring the bell at the Red Kettles all throughout Rutherford County between now and right up until Christmas Eve and going on here in our community. And the more, again, I stress, the more volunteers that are there to help ring, the more we can help the local Salvation Army. And that's cool about the virtual kettles as well, and being able to do it in multiple ways. So we've reached the 21st century, I guess, right?
Yes, we have. Absolutely. It's, you know, we've got to make sure we keep up with the times and make sure we have lots of different opportunities to be able to give.
Anything else about the kettles?
I think, you know, again, just sign up to volunteer. If you see a kettle, go ahead and throw some coins in or some dollar bills in. I believe we'll have opportunities to give in digital ways. There'll be a QR code, I believe, on most kettles, so you'll be able to scan that and give online as well.
That'll
so you don't
be
have
awesome.
To, if you don't think, you know, oh, I don't carry cash. It's okay. It's a lot of us these days.
Exactly.
So you can scan that code and be able to give online as well.
Well, do give if you can when you see those out ringing the bell at the kettles here this holiday season. Register to ring.com if you would like to participate in that. Reagan, before our time gets away, maybe let's talk about 2025. It'll be here before we know it. And in the first quarter of 2025, we're bringing back a special event after just a 1 year hiatus.
Yes, absolutely. We have our Beyond the Bells fundraising event. We're very excited. It'll be March 20th for lunch, and there'll be more information to come out. And of course, we'll be able to meet with you before that and get some information about how to RSVP for that and some different opportunities that you can for sponsorships. So if you go on our website at some point, we'll have some more information about that. But yeah, looking forward to getting community members together and to be able to celebrate the ministry and mission of the Salvation Army.
Yeah. Kind of getting Beyond the Bells back to its original roots of a springtime type event, and that ought to be great. And I'm sure venue, and you mentioned the time and all that stuff, will be coming down the pike.
Exactly. Looking forward to it.
Well, I wish you happy holidays, and thanks for coming in. I know we'll have another opportunity to speak, but again, get out, support the kettles, and pick up an angel if you can off the angel tree, right?
Exactly. Thank you. Appreciate you
always. Absolutely. Thanks so much. Joining us today here on WGNS, the Development and Community Relations Director with the Salvation Army, and that's Reagan Love joining us here on WGNS Radio. We'll have the podcast up a bit later on, so be sure to look out for that.